Check one, check two. How's the sound, Sassy Sandy? How's the sound?
You are so hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Your old school mic checking.
Oh yeah, mic check one, check two. Check one, check two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Come on in. To Hits Digital Radio. I'm your host, Giant the R&B Bully, a.k.a. Andre Marcellus, a.k.a. The Lyrical. And on the line with me tonight, that co-host, Sassy Sandy, the New Yorker you love to hate.
You see that? Oh, my God.
How you like that, Sam?
Hello.
I thought I'd just try that out.
Yeah, because... you're trying out some things. This is not like shoes.
The New Yorker you love to hate.
No, it's not true.
Oh, shit.
I can talk about Chicago.
You're right. Hey.
Talk about Chicago.
No, you're not going to get killed. Chicago is not a violent place. People just think that because of the youth. And most of the time, that happens only out south. Don't happen on the west side, nor the north side. I lived on the north side for a lot of my younger years, between the age of probably like, what, 8 to about 11, 12. It was beautiful over there. My mother had an apartment that was like probably like 2 blocks away from the lakefront. Nice. You know what I'm saying? I never encountered no violence. It's not, Chicago is not violent. There's people there that are violent. You know what I mean? it's just a bunch of young niggas there that's violent. Real talk.
And niggas gonna nig.
Hey, but what? Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy got racks. He's out in the world. Bobbing and weaving, getting things done, working on things behind the scenes. So he won't be with us tonight. So me and the New Yorker you love to hate, we gonna get down tonight.
Listen, you're gonna stop with that.
I think it's good, Sandy.
No, it's not good. And let me just tell you this about Jimmy. Jimmy, since you got a girlfriend, you've been MIA. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said it. I didn't want to say it, but that's what it seems like. It seems like he's been missing in action. You know, he got
Jimmy, don't let her come between us.
Okay. Don't do it, Jimmy. You heard Sandy. Don't do it. But anyway.
Shout out to the girlfriend. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully she'll come back on the show at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, what is this? Monday?
Yeah.
Monday evening, folks. And we're going to touch on a few topics as usual. First, I'm going to speak to these independent artists. Independent artists, we've had a few people reach out, send us their whole... this discography and Wikipedia, and then they don't respond to actually come on the show. Y'all gotta respond to Sandy via DM, like I believe it originally happened, and let her know, you know, when you guys would like to come on so we can get you scheduled. Okay, so the information again is hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com and also hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com. So independent artists, if you want to come on the show, and not just independent artists, I need to speak to this today. Chefs, because you know I got a cooking show. Chefs, if you want to come on, promote your business, come on. I don't care if you paint. I don't care if you... draw pictures, or you know, you're an artist of some sort. I mean, it's all good. Come on, promote your business, and you know, we really love to have you, man. This is a place for the people. So, with that being said, we got a few things to talk about, Sandy. You know, I'm kind of probably everybody's going to be mad. But Diddy did an interview with Charlamagne. Did you see it?
I sent you some stuff, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole interview, though?
I didn't.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, you were able.
And I like what he was saying.
Oh.
I actually like what he was saying. He made a lot of sense. We need our own, as Black people, political party. We should have our own. And I think he said his is called, that he's starting now, and it's growing. I think it's at like, I saw on Instagram, I don't know how many people have went to the website, but I did see on Instagram over 27,000 have followed. You know what I'm saying? Even if they just there to take a peek. But for those listening, it's called Our Black Party. And he was very specific in saying that this is not just for Black people, it's for white people, it's for Oriental people, it's for everybody.
Back up, there's no such thing as Oriental people. Asian.
Asian, Oriental, whatever.
No, don't do it.
Come on, Sandy.
I have to, listen, I'm the voice of reason. Don't do it.
Okay, why is that wrong to say? I gotta know.
Okay, because Oriental is not, there is not connected with a person. It's not a culture. That's not politically correct. They're Asian people.
Okay, well, why do they have outside of their restaurant and say Oriental food or whatever? Why do they?
Because they just want to trick y'all to come in. Because that's not even what.
Well,
they
that's
eat.
Them.
So that's a whole other story.
So if they're tricking me by calling themselves Oriental, how come I can't?
I'm not in this conversation anymore, but it's, you can't say that.
Okay, these are not the words of Sassy Sandy.
No, these are not the words of anybody that's being politically correct.
Okay.
So you don't want to use that. Okay. You want to use Asian.
Okay, he said Asian is fine.
Yes, Asian is fine.
Caucasians are fine. Everybody. It's fine to come and join this particular party.
That's right.
So what do you think about that? I like it, honestly.
Okay. Well, you know, if anybody wants to go and scope it out, it's online for y'all to read. Okay? And it's, you know, it's...
So you sound like you're not with it.
Well, I don't know. I have my own political views, which I don't really want to discuss. But I will say, hey, it's good that people are taking initiative. But I don't know. I still have this problem sometimes with rich people coming on, trying to come up, you know, create and talk and whatever.
I mean, well, what's your problem with what he said, though? I mean, she's basically saying that we need to come together. This is a real problem out here.
No, we can come together, but let's just get Donald Trump the hell out of there and shit.
But that's basically.
Let's get him out.
But that's basically what he was saying. He was basically saying that, like, he gotta go.
Yeah, he has to go. But what I'm saying too is, while he has to go, we only have one way out for him to go.
Right.
only one way out. Sorry about that.
and he also, I quote, he say white men like Trump need to be banished. That was his exact word.
Right. But what I'm saying is, we have to get, we can't throw salt at our other way out. Okay. Yes, we don't love Biden. No one loves him and all that. Let's stop muddying the waters. Get Trump out and let's create. Let's start there. Let's create from there.
I got to look at something, because Ice Cube just said some crazy stuff earlier. And he said, let me find it, Ice Cube.
And sorry about that noise in the back. It was that Diddy interview going on in the background.
It's all good. Ice Cube filed stuff.
Well,
he said something. Okay. Ice Cube says Joe Biden needs to do way more for Black people to get their vote.
And if he doesn't, so what is he saying? Is he going to give his vote to Trump? Like, we made that clear that we weren't doing that.
Right. I mean, I'm just telling you what Ice Cube said. That's what Ice Cube said. I mean, he said Biden needs to do more for Black people. How do you feel about that? Do you think Biden is doing enough or speaking about doing things for Black people?
He's saying things, but here's the thing. Proof is in the pudding. So when he gets in, he's got Kamala Harris. He's going to have a host of good people around him. And we'll take him our demands. It's simple as that. He will get our demands.
Well, I think
we have a better shot.
No, go ahead.
We have a better shot with him and the people that are going to surround him.
I mean, I think we have no choice with him. That's what I think.
When you say no choice, we have a choice with Trump?
No. I'm saying Biden is our only choice.
Yeah, he's our only choice. And we'll have to make him work, you know.
Cool, I pray that'll work. I pray that works, Sassy Sandy.
Well, it's going to work because we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work. And by the way, he doesn't want to stack the courts, but I'm like, put in 300,000 Democratic judges on the Supreme Court if that's going to get us where we need to be on equal footing in America.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. Do what you got to do because we need to be on equal footing, and that's the only way we're going to get there when we have somebody voting on our behalf, okay? Because all this bootstrap Republican type stuff, you can't tell people without bootstraps or the tools to make bootstraps to pull themselves up by said bootstraps.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, true that.
So, I mean, that's where I stand. Listen, I may be wrong.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we just giving our opinion. I mean, it's hard it's hard to really tell what. I mean, nobody knows what exactly is going to happen. We can listen to both candidates say they're going to do this, they're going to do that. That still don't mean they're going to do it. I mean,
that's right.
So it's like we just speaking our opinion. So hopefully nobody gets mad, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a friendly discussion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let me pause for a sponsor break. Ladies and gentlemen, Andre's Kitchen, episode 1 on YouTube now. Go and check that out. It's going to be more great guests. The first episode was great, but go there. I promise you, the guests are going to be unbelievable. You're going to have a good time. You're going to learn some great original recipes from me. And we're just going to have a good time. And it's going to be a good time. This season is going to be great. So you guys go over there, Andre's Kitchen, episode 1, and go ahead and like, subscribe, comment, and share. All right? All right, Sandy. So what's your feelings about Ice Cube? You really don't got no feelings about that?
No, I said whatever I was going to say about him and that. But, let me just say this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I don't know where I found that at, but they were like, follow the money on him.
Who?
You know, on Ice Cube. They were like, follow the money. Like, he's, you know.
He tripping, huh?
Yeah, he's doing something, you know.
Yeah, I would.
Something going.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Something going on.
I mean, I did hear him say something about something to do with film. That something to do with California and film. So this could be a money benefit for him. It actually could in some type of way. But of course he's not gonna speak on it, so I don't really know. So
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. This is something that I just pulled out the air like right before we got on. It just came to me. And this is for you too, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is for you too. Do you have friends that try to stunt on you. Let me say that again. Do you have friends or so-called friends that you look at as friends that try to stunt on you? Do you, Sandy? Because I know you know what stunt on you means, but you know, for the rest of the people, stunt on you means to brag about certain things that they might have, or a bigger house, or they just spent $20,000 on people coming to lay out their lawn, or some old crazy shit like that. But do you have any friends like that, Sandy, or even known of anybody like that?
I do know people like that. I don't have any friends, thanks to you, the New Yorker that everybody loves to hate. I know people that are like that, and I just think it's hilarious.
It's horrible, right?
It's just funny to me. I think it's funny, because if you're going to wrap your self-worth up in material things, I feel sorry for you, you know?
I mean, throughout my life, I had a lot of people that they enjoy trying to stunt on me as if I care. And it's amazing. And I guess my question here is, are these people your friends? Or are they like just really an associate? Because can you really be a friend to someone who's stunting on you all the time? Girl, you know, I just went and got this purse, this Michael Kors purse, and I done put whatever. And I done put new floors in my house, and this, that, and the third. I done redid a bedroom. Are you really friends with them type of people?
Oh, I'm not personally, but I do know people like that, like I said. And it's so funny. I really feel sorry for them more than anything.
Right.
I just do, because me, myself, I'm not really a flashy person. I'm a simple person.
Right.
I read one time about the profile of millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the average millionaire, okay, is a white man, old white man, mm-hmm. drives a pickup truck and wears a Timex watch.
Right. Yeah, I think I heard that too.
So, it looks at this even, and you know, like the people, like I said, if their self-worth is tied into things, you know, I really feel sorry for them. And if you want to spend money on nice things, that's on you. Please do so. But don't ever try to act like other people can't afford it, or try to rub it into people's faces that maybe really can't afford it. That's not being
right.
A nice citizen, you know, that's not good.
Well, what I've seen is, it seems like we, and when I say we, black people, it seems like we do it more than any other race. And I think that has a hindrance on us moving forward when it comes to all of the bigger issues, like coming together on anything. It's like it's hard for us to come together on anything because we're constantly stunting on each other. And I'll tell you a little brief story about, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell it. Jimmy not here. Jimmy's neighbor, right? He just told me this today. He said he saw the neighbor, and he's not friends with the neighbor. They're not friends. They're just, you know, neighbors. So it's not like they go out together, they hang out or nothing like this. But the neighbor called him outside and said, yeah, you know, I just spent $2,000 on this privacy fence back here. And I spent $7,000 repainting the whole house and refurnishing the whole thing. I was in shock. My first thought would have been, why the hell are you telling me? I don't give a damn what you're doing in your house. And then I asked Jimmy, I say, had you been over to his house? I mean, do you go over there? He said, I've been over there once. I say, so why would he think you would care? This is what I mean in terms of Black people and how we do each other. Now, I'm going to give you another quick story. I got a neighbor that live across the street. We call him, I'm not going to say what we call him, but he's the neighbor across the street, I'll say that. And he has, you know, really nice cars. You know, he really keeps his house up really, really, really nice. And he takes care of his lawn real nice. Now, I have a guy that lives next door to me that lives right directly across from him, right? Now, this guy ain't really up to speed as much as that, but he tries to keep up. So what has been happening for the past like 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, they've been competing with the lawn. If the guy across the street come out and start mowing his lawn, the next door neighbor comes out and starts mowing his lawn. If it's Halloween, if the guy next door to me goes out and put up Halloween decorations, here come the guy across the street. He putting up Halloween decorations. And this goes on with every holiday. Every damn holiday, I'm watching them out there trying to outdo each other. Christmas, don't you know them lights that you, it's some type of digital light that be on your whole house? Sandy, you ever seen that?
Yes.
The guy across the street, he just put lights on the bushes. So dude said to hell with it 1 year, and he got that shit that go up on the house and lit the whole damn house up. I say this shit getting out of control. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I mean on how us as Black people, again, we always want to one-up the next person. And please explain this to me, Sandy. Why? Does anybody know why? And if you do know why, email us and let us know why, and we get you back on the show so we can discuss this, because I think this is a problem.
Well, I mean, if you admire what someone's doing and you want to do the same thing, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with some healthy competition, but when it becomes ugly and you want to make somebody feel less than, I mean, I think that's kind of cute and funny with the Christmas lights, because that reminds me of that movie with Chevy Chase.
Yeah, right. Yeah, where he couldn't get the lights to work and he kept messing with it and it was just a switch. But he had the whole house lit up.
Right. See that, you know, I can kind of understand that because I am the person that my lawn is going to be impeccable.
Right.
And I'm going to decorate for every holiday, but I'm not saying you should.
Right.
I'm not making any demands on my neighbors.
So what do your neighbors do when you decorate your house?
They do what they want to do, which is either nothing or they decorate.
How does it look when they decorate?
Excuse me?
How does it look when they decorate their house compared to yours?
I don't get into that because I think...
So you're saying you don't know the difference?
I don't really care because they do what they do. They do what they do. Listen, they might not celebrate Christmas and don't put anything out.
Right.
Maybe they don't have money to put things out. I don't know. I don't care. I do what I do for my own personal enjoyment, you know.
Okay.
And when I turn that corner and my lawn is nicely manicured, I'm cool because that's where I got to live.
Right.
You know.
Do you have somebody come and do your lawn or do you do it yourself?
Oh, no. You've seen my lawn. It wraps around the corner. I got to have somebody come and do it. Okay. It's me.
Oh, okay. I mean.
Shout out to my lawn service. Love y'all. But, you know, I don't expect anyone to be anything like me. And what's so funny, and I think you probably have the same thing, when people really know who you are and where you came from,
right?
they're always shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's never what they think, you know.
Right.
Because if anything, they would expect you to be the one up and
right, you know? Right, and shoving it down their throat at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to be self-aware, and you just have to realize that everybody's life is different. I let people tell me all kinds of stuff, and I just be like, okay. And they don't even ask me about myself, which is fine.
Right.
I just listen, because I know if I ever told them about me, they wouldn't believe it.
So right. I just leave it right. Alone. Right. Yeah.
I leave it alone. I appreciate everybody with all their flaws and their perfections, not just their imperfections, you know. So, but I get what you're saying. On a grand scale, we should be able to be kind to each other. And that means we'd be able to come together more and not be jealous. Stop being jealous of your neighbor.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, I think that that's what stops us from coming together. I honestly believe that. I honestly believe that, because everybody seems to set themselves on a certain stage that normally is higher than the next person or whatever the case may be. And we can't, it's like we refuse to come together. I don't understand it, but that's pretty much my take on it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's very important. We need to be able to just be a little bit more humble and realize one of the final things in life is that you can't take it with you.
You ain't lying. I ain't never seen no U-Haul behind a hearse. So
that hole doesn't accommodate none of that.
Okay, that little hole is not going to fit everything in that U-Haul. It's not going to happen. I got a surprise.
Yeah.
I got a surprise.
Ready?
For you and the audience. I don't know how they're going to take to this surprise, but I think you're going to understand what I'm saying. But I got a surprise guest coming on, ladies and gentlemen.
Who?
And it's a female. I'm not going to give too much information, because she's trying to figure out what name she wants to go by. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. But she talks real reckless. Real reckless.
Sounds like somebody that I
right? know. She talks real reckless. The sweetest person in the world. Sweetest person.
Oh, thanks for saying that about me.
She's the sweetest person in the world, but she talks very reckless. So I'm letting the audience know now that, you know, she's not going to pull any punches or none of that, but you guys will hear from her this week. She will be on the show, hanging out.
Will you let me know behind the scenes? Because I want to know.
Absolutely.
Do I know this person?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. You've met her before, but you've met the nice her. You've met the Hollywood her.
Oh. I love her. Oh my God. She cooked us some dinner.
No.
No?
Nope.
No. Not her.
Nope. Okay. This mug speaks reckless and very close to me. As close as she can get.
Okay. Well, we'll have to discuss, because I don't know, but yes. I'm looking forward to, like everybody else is right now.
You've had a conversation or two with her, but you didn't see what you're about to see. You didn't see that, but you guys have had great conversations.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting episode, and she might come on further after that and come on and, you know, talk her shit.
Hey, can't wait, because I need to know who it is. But yeah, you're going to tell me, because I can't wait. I'm nosy like that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Monday evening. We hope you guys had a good time. And again, we're going to put our IG in the description. Like I said, you can DM us, talk crazy. It's all good. Sandy's from New York. I'm from Chicago. We can take it. We got tough skin. So whatever you feel like saying, hit us up. Come on the show.
Yeah, I want people to come on the show and talk about their products. Now, as quiet as it's kept, mm-hmm. we could bring a whole bunch of old Hollywood people and big time people on here. But, you know, we hear so much from them. Let's get some people who are just trying to make it out here. You
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. All of these entrepreneurs, there's so many entrepreneurs out now. That's like the new going thing. It's like, you know, the new thing to do. It's like TikTok. Everybody's an entrepreneur now. So come on and promote your stuff. We're here for you. And what they say, Sandy, we're here for it. Is that what they say?
I guess. Listen, can I just say this? I just have to say
okay.
this. It's so much going on right now in Atlanta, and I just want everybody to really be safe. They had a shooting inside the Neiman Marcus in the mall there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I just, like, come on, get your own stuff. Stop trying to take people's things. And the guy who was shooting to defend himself ended up getting arrested because he had warrants.
Yeah.
But forget about that. The problem is, you got to stop it. You have to stop this. You know, go to trade school, learn something. I wish I could be a plumber. Plumbers are really cleaning up right now.
I bet.
You know, I a plumber on a Sunday, and I almost had, you know, had to take out a loan. I'm just saying, there's so much more in life to be experienced. And taking things that you didn't earn is just not the way to do it. Let's cut out the prison to pipeline, you know, the pipeline to prison system.
Absolutely.
Let's stop giving, you know, society our young black people.
Yes.
Let's stop it.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's stop doing it. I really can't stress that enough. You're putting other people's lives in danger. Your mom, your grandmama, your auntie, somebody loves you.
Okay.
You know. So let's stop this, because people love Neiman Marcus and they go up in there and they spend all their little check on that stuff. If you don't do it, don't just go in there yanking people, you know. It don't make
sense. But they tried to snatch dude's bag and he started busting. Bang, bang. I said,
right.
Oh, what?
Right, because moral to the story is, okay.
I'm not
you know
laughing.
What I'm
saying?
You
laughing.
Might go run up on the
yeah, they did.
Person and yeah.
They did. Because he upped it quick, too.
But it wasn't safe for the people inside the store. There could be people in there.
Pregnant
women, old people,
absolutely.
Children. No one deserves to lose their life. And that mall is becoming very dangerous. A lot of shootings and stuff over there. So I guess y'all, order your stuff online. Order your stuff
Stay
online.
Stay out these streets. Stay out these streets, y'all.
Word.
But man, Monday night, we're going to sign off out of here. We look forward to, we'll probably be back on Wednesday. I mean, you know us guys, you know, we missed yesterday. I mean, we flip-flop this thing. But, you know, if we don't come on at our regular time on Sunday, then you know we're coming on at some point during the week. So stay locked in, favorite the show, and look forward to us moving over to YouTube as well. The channel is already up. You guys can go subscribe now. Nothing's there, but you can go subscribe now. The artwork is there for now, the temporary artwork. Go there, subscribe, and like nothing. I mean, I guess. But just go there, subscribe, and something will be up soon.
I can't stand you. Just let me know when we're going to go live so I can get me a new wig. Okay?
Did you say a new wig?
Getting a wig, and I'm getting that glasses with the nose and the
Are you serious?
I.
You can't be serious. No, Sandy, you got to go the way you are.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to have on glasses like I normally do. Hell, hell, I got sunglasses on a cooking show, so I'm going to have on sunglasses on there. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But ladies and gentlemen, we had a good time. We see you guys sometime this week. You guys be safe. Have a good night.
Thanks. Wear your mask.